Have you ever been embarrassed to be called a Christian? Now, I don't mean embarrassed to be a follower of Jesus. I mean embarrassed to be lumped under the category of people known as quote-unquote Christians. Christians do some really dumb things in the name of Christianity. If you don't believe me, just pick up your local paper or flip on Christian television. It's often flat-out embarrassing. We're boycotting films about love and redemption because the lead actor is openly gay in real life. Evoking the name of Christ in hate-filled statements about sinners, picketing funerals of fallen soldiers, constantly sticking our foot in our mouth with stupid, divisive political statements. Come on. Christians get a bad rap, in my opinion. We're not really as dorky or inward-focused as it may appear. But I guess that depends on who you ask. The dictionary lists this as its definition of Christian. Adjective, of, relating to, or professing Christianity or its teachings. Having or showing qualities associated with Christians, especially those of decency, kindness, and fairness. Noun, a person who is a believer in Jesus Christ and his teachings. Too bad everyone doesn't feel it means the same thing. Most times, Christian seems to be simply a label. And a lot of those labels aren't looked upon favorably by non-believers. It carries with it a stereotype or even a stigma. To me, the word Christian means Christ-like. Actually, I feel uncomfortable sometimes with applying that to my own life because I'm not always Christ-like, but I am a follower of Christ. I seem to like that better, follower of Christ. Okay, here's my real point. What does it really mean to be a Christian? What makes us different and recognizable? That's assuming, first of all, that we are recognizable. The second question would be, is what causes us to be recognized glorifying Christ? Do we represent Him well? John 13:35 says it this way, "This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples, when they see the love you have for each other." Interesting. The love that we have for each other. Is that the hallmark of the American Christian? Is that what comes to the mind of a seeker or a non-believer when they hear the word Christian? Or do they think of picket sign-waving, hate-filled dorks? Sorry, that wasn't very loving of me. But I'm serious. I mean, come on. Christ was characterized by His compassion, His humility, and the spirit of authority and boldness with which He spoke. That's the balance that I seek. So how do I go through life as a follower of Christ and not be a dork? Simple. Love. Are you recognizable as a Christian? And if so, what makes you stand out? John 13 says it should be our love for each other. Is that what defines you? Dear Lord, let me represent you well today by being a person filled with your love. Let that love spill out to those that you put in my path today so that they might look upon you favorably and be drawn to you by your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, well, this has been the XboxMission.org podcast, and thanks for listening. Catch you later. Peace and blessings.